The time is almost 8 o'clock. Good morning, Lillooet, and welcome to another day of live broadcasting here on CHLS 100.5 FM. My name is Jeff O'Kelly. This program is Snooze Button. I'll be with you until 9 o'clock. And we started out there with a sonata by Domenico Scarlatti. That was the sonata in E flat major, a recording with the amazing Vladimir Horowitz. And we've got more Scarlatti and more Horowitz coming up in just a few minutes. Right now it's time for weather and road information. Yesterday's low was minus 0.3 degrees. The high was 13.7. Currently the temperature is about 8 degrees. And Environment Canada tells us today it will be cloudy with a 30% chance of showers. The snow level at 800 meters, rising to 1400 meters this afternoon. Wind from the south at 50, gusting to 70, and a high today of 10 degrees. Tonight, cloudy with a 60% chance of showers. Snow level lowering to 800 meters after midnight. Wind from the south at 40, gusting to 60, and a low tonight of plus 4. On Thursday, showers ending late in the day, then clearing, amounts of precipitation up to 10 millimeters. Snow level at 800 meters, rising to 1100 meters in the afternoon. Wind from the south at 30, gusting to 50, then increasing to 60 with gusts to 80 near noon, and a high tomorrow of 7. Friday, a mixture of sun and cloud, a low of plus 3, a high of 9. Saturday, sunny with a low of minus 1, a high of 13. And Sunday, sunny with a low of 0 and a high of 13. At least those are the guesses for right now. And some temperatures in the area. Clinton, it is plus 1 and partly cloudy. Hope is at plus 4 with light drizzle. Kamloops is 6 degrees and cloudy. In Pemberton, it's 4 degrees. And in Vancouver, 6 degrees and cloudy. And only a couple of notes for Highway 1 and nothing for anywhere else off the Drive BC website. So eastbound, this is affecting eastbound traffic. There is construction 18 kilometers east of Spence's Bridge, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily through April the 16th. Single lane alternating traffic there. And affecting traffic in both directions. There is paving 25 kilometers east of Spence's Bridge, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday through April the 24th. Single lane alternating traffic there and the possibility of up to 20 minutes delay. I just tried to create a new kind of road work called faving. I'm not quite sure what that is. All right, today is a Wednesday, which means it's all keyboard music here on Snooze Button. And in fact, today it is all piano after the Bach extravaganza of last week, which featured organ and harpsichord as well as piano. I thought we would stick to just the piano today. We don't even have an orchestra. It's all solo piano. And it's also all music with some sort of a Spanish connection. In this particular case, Domenico Scarlatti was an Italian composer, but he lived and worked much of his adult life in Spain, and his music frequently displays Spanish characteristics, especially in these sonatas which he wrote for harpsichord, but which fit extremely nicely on the piano. Scarlatti, born in 1685, the same year as Bach, died in 1757. That was 7 years after Bach. And writing in a style that was less heavily ornamented than the music of the French harpsichordists or even the German harpsichord music by composers like Bach. Consequently, the textures of the music are somewhat different than you find in the French and German composers, and that is part of what makes these pieces better suited to the piano. So enough about Scarlatti there, but I want to talk a little about Horowitz. The name, of course, is famous. He's one of the true superstars of the piano. It's hard to know exactly what to say about Horowitz, except that his playing is absolutely magical. He had a degree of finesse in his playing that not all other pianists of the time had. Many of those other pianists had other equally fine qualities, but they weren't really willing to sculpt a phrase in such a fine and polished manner as Horowitz seemed to almost always do, and particularly as it came through in the recording studio. In front of a live audience, Horowitz could be much more nervous and made a lot more mistakes and didn't always get those phrases as finely shaped as he was able to in the recording studio. He could play loud, yes, but in Horowitz what really matters is the soft playing, especially soft, quiet playing. He could do that like almost nobody could. And okay, his pianos were technicians had treated them to within an inch of their life to get them to where he could play things like fast repeated notes and trills and make them sound like no other pianist. But I say more power to him if he could do it. If somebody were to ask me if Horowitz was my favorite pianist, I would say no, except for when I listen to him. So that's why we're going to listen. I originally planned just one more sonata by Scarlatti, but we're going to have two more. First, a sonata in E major, and then one in D major, if I can catch the right track numbers here as they go by.
Thank you.
Music by Domenico Scarlatti. We heard two more of his sonatas for keyboard, sonatas in E major and D major, and a recording there by Vladimir Horowitz, who back in the 1960s recorded about 17 or so of these sonatas for the then Columbia label, now Sony, and that still remains a classic and much beloved recording among pianists. All right, let me tell you what's happening today on Radio Lullawit, to the best of my ability to do so. Around 9 o'clock, of course, I'll put on Democracy Now! And I think Global Notes is probably not on this week. So, sorry, I think as far as live programming coming out of Studio 2 here in the Rec Center, I'm it. But you will be able to hear the student broadcasters between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. Not continuously during that time, but there are broadcasters at different times during the course of the day coming from Studio 1 in Lullawit Secondary School. All right. All Spanish music, as I said. We're going to move now to a double dose of Enrique Granados. First, we'll listen to some of Granados' music that is in Spanish mode. Then we'll listen to him in something that's more approaching sort of the European mainstream of his time. Granados, born in 1867, regrettably died in 1916 along with his wife when the ocean liner, the Sussex, that they were traveling on was sunk by a German U-boat during World War I. And he wrote music, as I mentioned, in both the very Spanish styles, nationalistic type music, but also in a more generally European romantic style. Among the pieces of the that are Spanish flavored, probably the best known and best beloved are his 12 Danzas Españolas, 12 Spanish dances. These are not settings of actual Spanish dances, but they distill the essence of many specific types of Spanish dance. We're going to listen to number 4, which is subtitled A Villanesca. I'm sorry, I can't really tell you much about what a Villanesca was. My guess is that it is a country dance and not a city dance, but that is just a guess. Maybe if I'll get a chance during the music, I can take a look and find out more about that. This piece is in a very gentle spirit, and it's one of the longest of the 12 Spanish dances, which is not to say all that long, about 6 minutes. And it provides a not too athletic, but nevertheless still tricky workout for the business of hand crossing, where while playing with one hand, the other hand has to cross over top of it. And that can be pretty challenging for pianists. Interestingly, Scarlatti, who we just listened to, also does a lot of that, way more than Granados does. Anyway, here to play this particular dance for us is Angela Hewitt. Thank you. That is such soothing and comforting music, at least I find it to be so. That was the Spanish Dance No. 4, also known as the Villanesca, by Enrique Granados, a recording there with Angela Hewitt. And while I was on, I tried to find out something about a Villanesca, what kind of a dance it is, and unfortunately, all I could get were websites that were trying to sell me recordings of the piece. Already taken care of here. And also, it is a particular type of poetic composition, and there was lots of information about that, but nothing about the musical type of Villanesca, so that will remain a mystery to me. I got tired of looking for more information on that, and I went back to the Eagle Cam on Sydney, British Columbia, which is what I currently have up on the screen here in the studio. There is one adult sitting on the nest right now. One of the two eggs, unfortunately, was stolen or destroyed by a raven a few days ago. So there's only one egg left, but at any rate, the parents are doing their thing, taking care of it. And there's 375 some other people that are currently looking at that nest as well. That's really quite fascinating to watch. I can see how it could become addictive, even though not much happens. It's pretty slow going, but still kind of neat to watch. If you want to see that, I think you want to go to cbc.ca/bc, their website, and then scroll down towards the bottom of the page, and I think you'll find a link to the Eagle Cam. That's how I got there, at any rate. All right, before we move on to more Granados, we're going to have a few public service announcements. We'll start with the pool schedule. The early bird lane swim is finishing up right about now. But later today, there's lane swimming from 11:30 until 1 p.m. Red Cross swim lessons from 4 until 5. Junior Lifeguard Club, 5 until 6. Everyone welcome, 6 until 7:30. And lane swim again from 7:30 till 8:30 p.m. A couple of programs to tell you about going on at the Family Place. The drop-in program that runs on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 10 a.m. to noon. That's for parents or caregivers. Excuse me, parents or caregivers with preschool-age children. Stop by for playing, socializing, and snacks. And a program starting up April the 13th for girls aged to 12. This program is called Tweens. Community partners present fun and educational topics to enhance awareness and self-esteem. Snacks are provided. You're asked to register for this program. It runs on Tuesdays from 3:30 to 5 p.m. As I mentioned, starts April 13th and runs through June the 1st. And if you'd like to register that for that or know about any of the other programs going on at the Family Place, you can give them a call at 256-7877. And, of course, they're located in the Old Mill Plaza between Fields and the liquor store. Friday evening, April the 9th, will be the regular monthly dinner that's served at the Catholic Church. This month, it's Ukrainian dinner with cabbage rolls, pierogies, sausages, salad, and dessert. The cost is $10 eat-in or take-out, and dinner is available at the church hall behind the church starting at 5:30 p.m. A couple of programs coming to the Friendship Center that are health-related. There is a series of mobility and diabetes programs or workshops, I guess. They start April the 8th. And then there's another one April 15, 22, May 13, 20, and 27. And those are from 10 to 11:30 a.m. at the Friendship Center, sponsored by the Diabetes Program. And the other program is called Health and Nutrition. That's with Carol Vanderwolf, and that runs April 20, 22, 27, 29, and May 5 and 6. And the time is from 5 until 6:30 p.m. That is also at the Friendship Center. I don't have a contact number if you want more information about these programs. And it doesn't say if there's any cost. I suspect not. But to be certain about that, get in touch with the Lillooet Friendship Center. And I'm sure that they could put you in touch with someone who is setting up or running those programs. And there's a giant Earth Day yard sale coming on Saturday, April the 10th. That is taking place at 368 Park Drive. It's starting at 9 a.m. This is hosted by the Lillooet Peace and Ecology Group. All proceeds will go to Earth Day events. I meant to check and give you what the actual date of Earth Day is, but I don't have that information in front of me, so I can't tell you now. At any rate, if you have stuff you would like sold at the yard sale, Donations can be dropped off all day Friday, April the 9th at 368 Park Drive. If no one is home, you can just drop off your goods at the garage. Anything is welcome, furniture, clothes, books, tools, whatever you're trying to clear out of your house. All right, that's all I have for public service announcements. We're going to continue with the music of Enrique Granados, and here's some of his music that is in a romantic vein, but not particularly Spanish-sounding. This is a set of pieces called Escenas Románticas, and it is 7 movements, though I'm having to leave the first one off for timing reasons. Each of them has a subtitle, well, almost each of them, I should say, and I'll explain that in a minute. The first one is a mazurka, and that's the one we have to leave off. So I'll tell you, it's slowish and lyrical and does not sound at all Polish, like the Chopin mazurkas. It's a very beautiful piece, but just a little too long to fit in with today's program. The second movement is a recitative, as we would say in English, and it is in imitation of a human voice, not singing a song, but more declaiming thoughts, ideas, that sort of thing. So it doesn't have a really flowing melody in the same way that a simple tune would. There's a special character to it. It's an imitation of the recitative or recitative that developed in opera. So that's the movement. The first movement we'll hear. Then comes the berceuse or lullaby. Then comes a movement called, or it's marked lento con extasis. That's the tempo marking, slowly or somewhat slowly and with ecstasy. The actual name of the piece is 3 asterisks or stars that are arranged in a little triangle, and that's an homage on the part of Granados to Robert Schumann, who similarly named a piece with those 3 stars in his album Für die Jugend, album of music for young people. And the 3 stars, that was the kind of thing that was just typical of Schumann, to put that sort of thing in the score. It's like, not a joke, but something that's put there for the appreciation of the pianist even more than for the appreciation of the audience. So like maybe a little in-joke between composer and pianist. But it also is intended to signify an emotion that is beyond the ability to express in words. And you will certainly hear some of that in this particular movement. And the ecstasy is very clear to hear in some remarkable cadenzas that occur. Then there comes a short allegretto. A lengthy allegro appassionato is the penultimate movement. And then the concluding epilogo or epilogue. And in that movement, Granados seems to be paying an homage to Chopin. He marks it Andante Spianato, which is a marking that Chopin had used in a piece from much earlier in the century. And in fact, the general mood and texture of the piece is very similar to the Chopin piece, with a flowing sort of rippling accompaniment in the left hand, and then a beautiful melody taking place in the right hand. So, more music by Enrique Granados, and the pianist here is Douglas Riva. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was music of Enrique Granados. We heard his set of piano pieces called Escenas Románticas, though I apologize for having to leave the first piece off just for time considerations. Very beautiful music, a recording there by pianist Douglas Riva, who is quite the Granados scholar. All right, just a few minutes left before Democracy Now. We just heard music by a Spaniard that didn't sound Spanish. Now we're going to hear music by an American that is Spanish. We'll listen to La Jota Aragonesa. The Jota is another type of Spanish dance. It varies considerably from region to region as to how it is danced and what it looks like, but it's believed to have originated in the district or area of Aragon in Spain. And this tune has been used by quite a number of composers, including Mikhail Glinka and perhaps most famously Franz Liszt in his Spanish Rhapsody. You may actually even recognize the tune, though so far as I know it's never been turned into a pop song. The composer here, Luis Moreau Gottschalk, born in 1829, died in 1869, has had ups and downs in his career since his death. He had a very successful career while he was alive, performing in many parts of the world. But particularly in the 20th century, his stature was kind of knocked down, especially for the first half of the century, considered to be very shallow music that was merely for the sake of virtuosity. But in fact, there are a lot of very fascinating characteristics to be found in his music. That said, this is somewhat of a more showy piece, and we'll listen to a recording, a wonderful recording with pianist Cecile Licade. Music by the American composer Luis Moreau Gottschalk. I've played music by him before, but some morning I'll give him even more time and play several of his pieces so you can get a better sense of the flavor of his music. Really quite unique at times and captures early elements of jazz and ragtime before they really existed. That was a recording with pianist Cecile Licade. And that ends our morning of Spanish and quasi-Spanish music this morning here on Snooze Button. Democracy Now! Is coming up. Therefore, I remind you, as always, that the views presented on the following program do not represent those of Radio Lillooet or the Lillooet Camel's Foot TV and Radio Association. And just before I go, I do want to encourage you, if you haven't done so yet, to take a look at the Eagle Cam that you can find online, the one in Sydney, BC. And I mentioned the CBC website earlier as one way to get there. I think you can also find it by Googling probably just these two words, Hancock and Sydney. And remember, Sydney is spelled S-I-D-N-E-Y, not like the Australian city. So take a look at it. It's interesting. It's fun. I only saw one of the adults on the nest this morning, but he or she was sitting there and occasionally doing some nest maintenance and would occasionally change positions, and just really, really interesting to watch. Anyway, that's it for me. I'll be back tomorrow morning with another edition of Snooze Button. In the meantime, I'll say thank you very much for listening and have yourselves a wonderful day. Here is Democracy Now!